All right, thank you. As was mentioned, I'm going to be discussing the implementation of a microfinance program for networks of young men in Tanzania. So this is more workforce development within an intervention for the participants. And I have no relationships to disclose. So through this presentation, I'm going to describe the context of unemployment within Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, explain the implementation of the microfinance initiative, as well as the businesses developed and the demographics of those that took loans. So to give some context to the situation, unemployment has negative consequences on both physical and psychological health. This includes increased stress for economic providers, which in itself can lead to a sense of hopelessness and conflict within intimate partner relationships. So within Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, unemployment at 13% is nearly four times the national average. And this is within a city that has a density 1.5 times that of New York and continues to be one of the fastest growing cities in East Africa. It also has a very large youth population. Youth flock to Dar es Salaam looking for economic activity or opportunities or educational opportunities as well. Microfinance continues to be a common economic growth strategy to reach the poorest people within the world. And because it brings a large active population together working towards the same end, it's increasingly linked to health interventions. Women remain the primary recipients of the loans. I believe as of 2013, 80% of all loans went to women. There's a reason for this. Women have been shown to repay back the loans more regularly than the men, and they invest more of the profits within their family. So we are implementing microfinance with a health leadership training in a cluster randomized control trial with social groups called CAMPS within Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. We hypothesize that this intervention will reduce STI or lead to less STI incidents and less perpetration of physical and sexual violence against their female partners. So a little more information about CAMPS. People are always curious what CAMPS are. I'd invite you to think of CAMPS as kind of a self-formed social club of primarily young men. They're generally 80% young men. They have an average of 32 members. The vast majority of them that we have encountered have been in existence for over a year, and over half of them have been in existence over 3 years. Most of the members visited each day for several hours, and through formative research, we found a fair amount of HIV risk behaviors, such as sexual concurrency and condom use. So when we did, we surveilled 4 wards within the area, and we identified 303 camps within those areas. From those 303 as a sampling frame, we selected 60 to be a part of the study, 30 to be in the intervention, 30 to be into the control. We partnered with a local microfinance institute to implement the microfinance component. With that, we went to the wards, camps, and to the community advisory board to talk about the microfinance initiative and who is eligible for that. We held a couple trainings, an initial training for anybody that was interested in the intervention group, followed by a second chance training for anybody that missed the first training. Now that training, it was a 5-day training led by the Microfinance Initiative or Institute that we worked with, which was free to all the intervention members. This included basic business development, generating business ideas, assessing markets, marketing, cost and pricing of materials, as well as the loan application process and the terms of repayment for the loans. So those individuals that had completed a baseline survey, they were in the intervention camp and attended a 5-day business training, were preliminarily eligible to receive the loan. After this, they had to form a group of 5 individuals who approved the application for a loan. All members had to complete a loan application, which included initial savings deposit of $5 towards a $100 loan and basic loan fees that totaled $3. So the loan repayment process happened weekly at ward centers. Again, there were four wards, so we had four loan officers, one for each loan center. The groups were expected to attend the repayment together, and as well as making the weekly repayments, we're expected to make a weekly savings deposit of approximately $1.50. And once an individual completed the entire loan, they were eligible for a larger loan. So the first loan was $100, the second loan was $185, and they could continue on after that as long as they were repaying. The loans are offered in 6 or 9 month repayment cycles. The 6 month plan was at 18% interest, the 9 month plan is at 27% interest, and that's on par with what the microfinance interest rates are in Tanzania with other organizations. So the weekly total for the 6 months, a weekly repayment plus the required savings, would be $5.70 per week. And in the 9 month plan, it was $4.40 per week. To follow up with the participants and make sure that they're doing well, everything's okay, we held booster sessions every 6 months. During these booster sessions, those that are performing well with the loans are encouraged to share what kind of businesses they started, why they believe they're doing well, and those that are performing not as well can ask questions and get advice from the others. We also, on occasions, have rewarded good performance, those that are paying very well, moving on to the next loans and keeping up with their payments. Most recently received a thermos for their good performance. And we also hold the CAB meetings every 6 months to discuss how the microfinance initiative is going. So a look at who took the loans. There were 621 men total within the intervention camps. 473 of these completed the five-day business training, and of those, 161 ended up taking a loan. And so that's about 26% of all the eligible men in the intervention. And if you look across the wards A, B, C, and D, you can see that the uptake had quite a range. At the low end, 17% of individuals took a loan. At the high end, 37 individuals decided to take a loan. The demographics of those that took a loan and those that didn't were a bit different. You can see that those that took a loan were generally older, 30 years old compared to 25. There were fewer that were unemployed among those who took a loan. SES tended to be higher among those that took a loan, and thus SES was determined through an asset index where we did principal components analysis and divided up SES into three categories. But education didn't seem to play into whether somebody took a loan or not. The main reasons people said that they decided not to take a loan included they had no business idea, they believed that the $100 loan was too small to start an adequate business. They some had another job or didn't feel that they had the time, and there were some as well that weren't able to form that group to approve the loan of the others. Among those who did take a loan, the most common businesses started included selling food products, clothes and shoes, as well as CDs and DVDs. So in conclusion, we found that reaching young men for microfinance within Dar es Salaam, Tanzania is feasible. We expected loan uptake to be a little higher, but it may not be the most appropriate form for all individuals within this setting. And in general, the borrowers tended to be older, employed, and of higher economic status than the non-borrowers. Thank you.